This is a Southeast Leather Fest extravaganza from the Kinky Cast.
Here with Dr. Clockworks in his sales suite at the Self in Atlanta. How are you doing, Dr. Clockworks?
I'm doing excellent. How are you?
I'm very fine. I hear you're a mad scientist.
I definitely am. If there's one vendor out in here in the kink community that can be classified as mad scientist, it's probably me.
Our listeners are missing the visual. You have your steampunk hat and goggles on, and it's a nice look, I have to say.
Thank you. We were actually the first steampunk kink company to really be around in the kink community. I've always had a fascination with steampunk as a literary genre and as a fashion trend. I started to add this into kind of my repertoire. A lot of this comes from the history of the products that I sell. My main product is the Violet Wand, which came from this old medical device in the early 1900s called a Violet Ray. And it was this quack medical device that snake oil salesmen would travel around the country and have medicine shows and sell treatments with. And, they said it would regrow hair and cure cancer and did none of those things. But, didn't stop people from making a lot of money saying that it did. So the whole steampunk look is this sort of a nod to the history of where my products came from. Plus, they're my own little tongue-in-cheek social commentary on what I do for a living.
The Violet Wand has certainly become a mainstay in the kink world.
It definitely has. I've done a lot of work teaching and traveling around the country to promote electrical play.
So you have a collection of glass electrodes over there. You have conductive rope, which is a nice thing that's getting very popular now.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite toys. That stuff is absolutely lovely. I can't keep it on the shelves.
Give me a scene for conductive rope here.
With conductive rope? It's a jute rope with a conductive fiber that's spun into it. So it has all the properties of jute. So you can do rope suspensions with it, and you can zap the rope and it'll travel the entire length of the rope. So if you do a chest harness or a hip harness, you can zap someone 360 degrees.
And so it's a nice distributed zap also. You have a collection of accessories for the Violet Wands. You have foot switches, and then there's the whole kit cases. And the extendable fork, that's an interesting thing.
That's another one of my favorite toys. Ostensibly, I won't sell anything that I won't use personally. The extendable fork happens to be one of my favorites. A long time ago, a friend of mine gave me one, and I just thought it was just the neatest thing. And I said to myself that everyone needs to have one of these. So I found a company that would make them for me, and I started selling them. They're fantastic back scratchers. They're good for poking someone in hard to reach places. They're also a really great lazy dom tool. They're really great for stealing food off of other people's plates. And
when they're electrified, you can just about send them anywhere you want, I suppose.
Yep. Yeah. And each of the different surface areas of it is going to create a unique sensation. If you use the flat back of it, it's going to feel one way, versus using the points are going to feel a different way.
Well, you realize I'm not leaving today without one, so you got me sold.
Not a problem.
Something else that's kind of interesting here, brainwave cat ears. Now, what's that all about?
The Neko Mimi. This is one of the electrical oddities that I like to sell. This is actually a product. It's a headband that is worn primarily by cosplayers that has these little cat ears on it. And there's a sensor that goes on the forehead and a little clip that goes on the ear. And it uses EEG technology to register brainwave activity. When someone is relaxed, the ears go down. When something catches your attention, the ears perk up. And when you become focused on something, if you're reading something or are watching someone intently that you're interested in, then they'll start to wiggle.
So this must be fairly popular with the furry community.
Oh, they're massively popular with the furry community. I cannot keep these on the shelves. They just And you can also get different years for them other than the default ones. I sell these to a lot of people in the puppy community. A lot of primals, they like it as well. Like a lot of them, like they have that inner wolf, and you can get like wolf ears for them. You can get bunny ears for them.
Universal furry tool. There it is. What else do you have that you want to talk about?
Well, we sell a wide variety of electrical and medical toys as well. We sell sounds and speculums. I don't have many of those with me today. That's just, you know, when I travel, I have to be very weight conscious, but those are all available on our website.
I notice you have pinwheels and all fun stuff up there.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that's new getting into electrical play or wanting to know about electrical play, how does somebody make that jump?
That's actually a fairly big question. The first place that I would suggest starting to look is on FetLife. There are a number of electrical play groups. Ask lots of questions. There are a number of experts who are more than happy to assist pretty much anyone with any questions that they have. Electrical play is different than playing with a flogger. It's very esoteric. It's very abstract. You know, if you hold a flogger, you pretty much know where the business end is of it. You can see where the falls go. Even with a single tail, it's really fast, but you can see it. You can't hold a volt. You can't see an amp. So there's a lot of... So it is very abstract. But there are a number of people, including myself, whom have devoted their lives to the study of it and to learning how to make electricity safe to play with. And a lot of the experts are more than happy to tell you what they know. We're more than happy to argue about what we believe in on various subjects.
Yeah, I notice if you ask three different experts, you get three different opinions.
Yeah, that's quite common, but you'll definitely get a wide variety of information. And I'm going to say that on FetLife, 99% of it's going to be good. Even when we argue, even when experts argue on FetLife, you're still going to see a general consensus on at least on safety practices. From there, finding local groups, there's usually someone who will have some of these toys. I've done a lot of work, and I've traveled to 47 states and 3 provinces of Canada teaching and selling my wares. I did a lot of work to put violet wands in the hands of people everywhere. So someone who's interested in learning about them, find someone in your local community who has them. They are becoming much more ubiquitous in the kink community. Definitely much more so than they were 5 years ago. So, you know, try it and go to a local convention, take a class. There are a number of people who teach classes on them. I'm always available to, you know, I travel and I teach private classes as well. I'm also going to be coming out with a book pretty soon. I'm writing the definitive guide to the Violet Wand, which should be should also have a DVD accompaniment. It'll pretty much be my class on DVD.
When the book is done, let us know, and we'll talk about it then. In the meantime, if somebody wants to reach you, you're available at?
I'm at DR Clockwork on FetLife, Twitter, Facebook. You can also get me on my website at drclockwork.com.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
To hear more of the Southeast Leather Fest extravaganza, click on your back button.